Gemara, Amar Aleph, Lay Matev to the Rav. Because according to Rav, he should pay Mishasa Mata Bidim. Which is the exact same question that Roshia asked to Rav Chanina, the Shalom Kihashta. And here the Gemara answers, Koyin can make Kara, don't come to Shalacha. I'd like to show you what that means. I haven't really gotten into it so much. But we already know. The Ri says that it means Otuturgan Rino. That Tlevenas Ayel, you don't see that Rav is only talking about Yukubizulu. The Tlevenas Ayel or Kushavishmina, whenever there's a physical change, so he does a kind of Otuturgan Rino. And it's basically the same answer that the Gemara gave before. Rashi has a different shot. Rashi learns it means bo l'shalim tloyim. If you're paying in kind, in tloyim, then you can just give a tloyah. And bo l'shalim domim, then you take a pay d'mei ayil. That's part of the pashtus of Rashi, what he means. And then there are many times another shot we're not going to talk about right now. It doesn't really affect the chesmin, but just keep it to what we know. Okay, so what's going on in this Gemara? We have the same kasha. Gemara's asking the same kasha twice. According to the Ri, at least, you come out with the same result. But according to Rashi, you don't even come out with the same result. When Rashi asked the kasha, the answer is the Tur Gadim Nof. When the Gemara and Samachov asked the kasha, the answer is something else. Tlom Kimekor, Tlom Kishal Asha. But because the way Rav Kreger presents the question, he says that the question is especially according to Rashi. That the Gemara is giving different answers. Not so terrible according to the Ri that the Gemara is giving the same answer. Why isn't that so terrible according to the Ri? I don't have the lost Rebbe Kagan in front of me, but Rebbe Kagan doesn't spell out. Or Craig says the fact that it's worse if you place it. I understand why it's worse if you place it. I'm sorry. Craig says it's worse if you place it. The fact, according to places, that it's the same answer. And why is it? I don't know what that line means. On the contrary, if it's a different answer, then it's even worse. I know that lesson of Craig. Craig says the fact if you place it, that the Gemara gives the same answer. So we already said this. What are we saying again? What does Rashi mean? And what does Rav Kreger mean? And if you hold the words, it gives a different answer. It's even more muddy. How come, you know, same answer, same question, different answers? Maybe the pshat is that the Fi Rashi is, maybe you could say that in Chanami, Rav Chanina gave one answer, the Stam of the Gemara gives a different answer. I'll tell you the truth, the emesis of Ilmola, Rav Kreger, I would say that according to places, it's maybe not so terrible. Kasha not so terrible. But it's worse according to Rashi. Because according to Tosis, I think there is a way to deal with this Abala Bakas way. That is to say like this, that Rav Eishia took for granted Rav's idea that Kevel is Kshasnam of the Bidu. Not because Rav said it, but Rav Eishia also had the idea that Kevel, had the assumption that Kevel is Kshasnam of the Bidu, not his Sfaro or because it's a Sakosu, but wherever Rav was coming from, Rav Eishia also had that assumption that Kevel is Kshasnam of the Bidu. So he asks, if Kevel is Kshasam, we know Kevel is Kshasam of the Bedin, so L'shalom Kihashto. To which he answered, which the answer is, Otuturagan Rinoch, that if Kevel is only Kshasam of the Bedin, by Yukur Rizulu, but not by when the Ve'im is Nishtan. Then the Gemara in Tzama Vav is asking, but Rav said a member that Kevel is Kshasam of the Bedin, and Rav wasn't Mechalek. Meaning, Rav himself, when he said Kevel Kshasam Adav Din, Rav didn't say only by Yukur Rizulu. So the Gemara thought Rav stomach on that Kevel Kshasam Adav Din, regardless. So that's still a kasha. If you see, Rav didn't have the svar about the Torah Gavim Yinoch. So the Gemara answers, no, that's not what Rav meant. When Rav said that Kevel Kshasam Adav Din, he meant when you're paying Domin. But in the Chanami, when you're paying Tloyim, then Rav never said that you pay kshasim odim adin, but rather, like we said before, that otu tura gadu minos. So maybe that would be, it's not the greatest thing in the world, but the filiri, maybe it's not altogether so terrible. In other words, yeah, it is the same question twice, but first of all, it's just asking if you saw it. Gemara says, yeah, by Yuku Vizula, but not by Tlevin Asai. Then the Gemara says, but that's not what Rav said. Rav said that the Kefil Shasem Adavin, Rav wasn't Mechalik. So Leila Tevi Tufted Rav. So the Gemara, no, Rav's only talking about Yuku Vizula, he wasn't talking about Toyim. He was talking about Domim. Domim, the Rav meant, was Kishalachshim. But about Toyim, Toyim's to make hard, what we said before. So maybe that would be an answer, if you read. At least where we can say that. But the Fi Rashi, that's not available, because basically Rashi is worse, because the Fi Rashi, if we're asking the same question, how can we be giving a different answer? So anyway, that's Rabbi Krieger's problem. So what does Rabbi Krieger answer? So Rabbi Krieger gives two answers. The first two Mahalakim. The first Mahalak Rabbi Krieger says is that these two questions are different questions. I mean, both answers are going to have to say that. The Gemara is asking two different questions. These are not the same question. The first time the Gemara is asking L'shalom Kihashta, the Gemara means without the Rav's Gzeres HaKosu, the Kefil's Kshasam Odevedin, the Gemara doesn't know about the Gzeres HaKosu, the Kefil's Kshasam Odevedin. Place not where doesn't have it. Doesn't know about that. Or even if he knows about it, he knows already that that's only by Yukur Vizula. So he's not busy with the Gzeres HaKosu, the Kefil's Kshasam Odevedin. He's asking, L'maisa, by Tlevin Asayil, how much is the Karen? If the point to you of Chanina that it's not a shingle, Raisa seems to go that it's not a shingle, or it's going with Bishamai. So if it's not a shingle, so how much is the Karen? What's the Karen of Levin Asai? Ayil, Tarva Shasya. Yes, in the Tarva Shasya. If you put this in Ayil, it doesn't belong to the Ghana, it still belongs to the Bible. Shusha Dabara, you break it, the Bible, you have to pay the Mayai. We saw in Taisus, what's the name of Alma. Taisus said as far that even without the Gzeres HaKosav, even before the Gzeres HaKosav of Kefil Kshasem Odevedin, the Svara of Shuto is that the Kefil is tied to the Keren. If the Keren is big, if the Behema, let's say, got more valuable, so then the Kefil also grows along with it. And that was the Taisus. The way Chaimus is tied to the Keren. Taisus said it's a Svara that the Kefil is also tied to the Keren. Then the Gzeres HaKosav is a special din, the Kefil's Kshasem Odevedin, and that maybe is only the Yukur Vizula, but even without the special Gzeres HaKosav, the Svara Chitzoyna is that Kefil is tied to the Keren. So that's what Rav Oishi is asking. L'shalom Kihashto, meaning, since the Keren is Ayil, even Tavra, and Kefil follows the Keren, so therefore the Kefil should be an Ayil. That's the Kashal Shalom Kiyash. Since you have Keren at Ayil, and Kefil was tied to the Keren, so the Kefil ought to be an Ayil as well. Now this is not so pashut, because L'chayra, this stuff that we already talked about a lot, L'chayra, the Keren over here of Ayil, yes, when you shech the Ayil, you have to pay Keren of an Ayil. But L'chayra, what kind of Keren is that? It's a mazik tikka Keren, let's say, pshuta. I mean, the simple word, like it says. It's a mazik tikka Keren. If it's a mazik tikka Keren, so why is the Kefil tied to a mazik tikka Keren? Kefil should be tied to, I understand that Kefil is tied to the Keren of Yenevo. But why should Karen be tied to the Kefil of Mazik? So this was a Nidin in Taisus. This was the Mash, how to read this, totally how to read the Taisus Alma. We have the Mashanah Madur Basra with the Shita. When Taisus said that the Kefil was tied to the Karen, was he talking about a case where the Karen is Be'en? That the Kodim is Be'en? Or was he talking about a case of Tavre Shasir? Taisus started off to saying Tavre Shasir. Mashon Madur Basra understood that literally, that he's reading into the Brisa, or he's suggesting that we read the Brisa as a case of Tavra Shasya, and Tosis answers that by Tavra Shasya, the Kefil is still tied to the Keren. So if it went from one Zuz to four Zuz, and it was Tavra Shasya, Tosis over there is saying that the Shleimer, that the Kefil in Svar, the Kefil is tied to the Keren of Tavar Shasi. What Tavar Shasi is Mazik. So we said you have to say maybe like Rav Aaron, and you can't say and so we said like Rav Aaron that Mali Hem Mali Dmeim, even though it's a Keren of Mazik, but now because it's Mazik, the forces become the Bikodim itself, Mali Hem Mali Dmeim, and the whole forces now are the Hashavah Segneva, so it becomes a Keren of Dmeim too. And we saw that the Rabbi Krieger doesn't like that. Rabbi Krieger over there, Rabbi Krieger in the Tosfos of Alma doesn't like that. He assumes that it's a Keren of Mazik. Doesn't think the Kefil should be tied to a Keren of Mazik, and he prefers the Shita. But the Shita in Tosfos never meant to say that it's a case of Tavar Shasi. Tavar Shasi was just a raya that even when the Bekodim becomes more valuable, you still have to give it back. But Tosfos opened a case where the Bekodim is Be'en. When the Bekodim is Be'en, then the whole Bekodim, the Varagim Kaim, the Heshiv is Exalu, the whole Bekodim, and then the Kefil is tied to the Bekodim. But not by Tavar Shasi. If the Gemara is here, Rabbi Krieger is going, like which one? Here Rabbi Krieger is going like the Mashonim and the Rabbasim. Because here it's clearly a case of Tavar Shasi, Yishech the Daya. And yet Rabbi Krieger is learning Shat in the Gemara's Kasha, L'shalom Kihasta, that since the Keren is an Ayel within Tavar, and the Kefil follows the Keren, so the Kefil ought to be an Ayel too. So this Mahalach and Rabbi Krieger is assuming like what Rav Gregor himself in the places before we rejected. Okay, Rav Gregor is flexible, but before he wasn't happy about it, he liked the Shita better. But here he's suggesting as a possibility, at least, you know, it is a possibility, maybe the Mashal is right, that this is called a Karen of the Nebla, and the Kefil therefore should be an idol as well, and thus fact the Gemara, that's the Gemara's Kashal Shalom Kiyash. So what's Gemara's Teretz? According to this Mahalik. Craig is very makatsa, but I want to emphasize. What's the Gemara's Teretz? If the Kash is L'shalom Kihashto, that the Kefil should follow the Keren, and therefore since the Keren is an Ayel, we didn't have her, the Kefil should be an Ayel too. So what's the Gemara's answer? So we could say, or one possibility is to say, that that's good for the Teretz. That it's not a Keren of Nev, it's a Keren of Mazik. You know, maybe we could say that's why I'm trapped with Gemara's Teretz. That this is not what I stole. This is an ayil. So when I shecht it, yeah, of course when I shecht it, I'm chayiv to pay for an ayil because I'm being mazik an ayil. But it's nothing to do with the gneva. It's not a keren of gneva because the gneva was a tleh. What I'm mazik is an ayil, so it's a keren of mazik. But it's not a pair of keren of gneva. So the kefil is not tied to a keren of mazik. It's only tied to a keren of gneva. That would be very, very good mahal. A new pattern to say they're finding this Teretz. But Kegel doesn't say it. And there's a reason why he doesn't say it. Because, what? No. Karen of Mazik. So why would Chayef the Alamedo? It's not Tvachik Pulvachyu. Yeah, that's what Taka, maybe one reason why Rav Krieger doesn't say that. Because that's going to create a problem. If you're telling me I'm not so sure that's so terrible. Meaning the aisle is still a tleh. If it breaks by itself, you'll pay a tleh. It's still a thing that I stole. But that I have to pay more than it was worth when I stole is because now I'm a mazik. It's not a steer. I think what you're saying is it's not tefachet kul b'chiyuv. But I'm not saying that you own the aisle. The guy that doesn't own the aisle, he doesn't own the tesefis. The tesefis still belongs to the bialim because it's not a kol d'shima. You're not kainer the tesefis. It still belongs to the bialim. But just to say that the demei aisle are the demei hagneva, that's the keren of the gneva. That's not the keren of the gneva. The keren of the gneva is only what you stole. You stole a tleh. Now the tleh became an aisle. He's still on the chayiv keren kein shagonav. He's chayiv mei tleh. If you break it, you have to pay the mei aisle because you're a mazik. But that's nothing to do with the kefil. Nothing to do with the dalavei either. The dalavei will still be mei kefil. But there's another reason why I think there's a problem here. If you're going to learn that that's the pshat in Chanina's Teretz, that otu turin gadmiyoch means, and that, by the way, it's something to wonder about why Rabbi Krieger didn't say that that's pshat in the Teretz. That's Rabbi Krieger himself. Rabbi Krieger himself in the Tosfos of Alma, that's his svara. Rabbi Krieger himself in the Tosfos of Alma doesn't want to learn that Tosfos means literally was Tavar Shasi. Because if the Kreger says, why would the Kefil follow the Karen of Tarvish Yassi? Tarvish Yassi is just a Mazik. What does Kefil have to do with Mazik? Mamish Kreger says that somewhere before. So why not say that that's Pshat and Rav Chanina? The answer is, because if that's the Pshat and Rav Chanina, then what does the Gemara mean? Then what's the next Kasha in Salah Vav? The Gemara then goes on in Salah Vav and says, Leimet to Yufta Derat. Now what happened to Rav's Halacha or that Kefil is Kshasa Modu B'din? The whole strategy over here of Kreger is to say that these are two different Kashas. Here we're asking, we didn't have a shasa, that the Kefil follows the Karen. We answered up to Turin and Gadol Minoch. Later the Gemara is asking, midin that the Kefil himself has a halacha that is kashasa mada bedin. But what's the kasha? The Gemara already answered, up to Turin and Gadol Minoch. Up to Turin and Gadol Minoch means, if this in this mile, up to Turin and Gadol Minoch means that the Meha pled, that what I stole was a pled, not an aisle. The aisle is not the thing that I stole. Belongs to the buyer, but the aisle is not what I stole. I only stole a klep. So if I pay for an aisle, that's not caring of gneva. Well, if the aisle is not the thing that I stole, then how could the shum of the gneva be kishas amod the bedin? If the thing that I stole is a klep, at kadekach, then if I pay for an aisle, that's not the caring of the gneva at all. Then it's not a poshut, then I'm making the shum of kefil kshas amod v'din. It's not going to be in the aisle, because that's not what I stole. The aisle is not the thing that I, is not the gneva. So therefore, I think that's why Rabbi Kreger doesn't want to learn that the teretz of otu turgam, you know, means, I didn't steal an aisle, I stole the klep. So therefore, the karen of the aisle is not a karen of gneva. Because then you shut the door on the Gemara's next question, that's what we don't want to do. So what's Takav Shachman Gemara's Teretz Otto Turek Aminoch? So here Kreger pulls Ramesh a rabbit out of that. Kreger says, the Gemara means Takonis Hashom. That's Sugis in the beginning of Hagoy, so the Gemara has a notion that there's a Takonis Hashom, not to be Mekhav, that if a Ganav is Mashpiach the Gnei, but not to be Mekhav. And it's been Mechavis Rishayim, what are the parameters? Maybe it was only for the Rishal Rebbe, maybe it's not for all night, maybe it's not Yisera for all time, and even if it is, maybe it's not for all Ganovim, only like career Ganovim that they made such a Tachanus Hashovim. And Ramban says, maybe it's only if he's Mashpich B'Yadayim, not if it was Hushpuch Mimela. But Kega here is positing that we'll take a maximalist view of Tachanus Hashovim. Tachanus Hashovim is Sultanus, and Tachanus Hashovim is even if it was Yishpich Me'elov, and this is Tachanus Hashovim. So what the Gemara is saying, Al Tatur Ganinov, Lichu Ganinov, means that you actually do not have to pay for the aisle. There is no karen of aisle. You take a pot when you shek the aisle, you don't have to pay for the aisle. You only have to pay karen of a tlet. I didn't steal an aisle. I stole a tlet, and therefore even the karen, even though it was tavra, he actually does not have to pay the may aisle because he gets to keep the aisle. So then Rebbe Kreger has a problem right away. If you get to keep the aisle, then it's not a talk of kula b'chiyuva. Why $5 pay at all? The part that's an aisle, the tesef, is shalei tereh shalei amaychem. And he says, based on the Gemara's that it doesn't mean that you shave off the tesef. It means that the bottom give you money connected to the tesef. So the tleh actually still all belongs to the bottom. But you get reimbursed for the tesef. So it's the talk of kula b'chiyuva. So Mela, so how does that solve it? So what's the Gemara going on and asking Leila to have a duty to Rav? You're telling me now that he actually doesn't even own the aisle. The Bailam don't even own the aisle. The Bailam have to buy the aisle off of the Ghana. They own the Tleh. The Bailam get back the Tleh, but the aisle belongs to the Ghana, Pastor Kana Sashovim. And that's why the Kefil over here, even if it follows the Karen, is only going to be for a Tleh. So what's the Gemara's Kasha Leila to have a duty to Rav? The answer is, and this is Rabbi Kreger, this is the chap of the Rabbi Kreger. If you drive by and listen, the chap is, now let's say, the Karen is a Takonis Hashovim. Chazal made a Takonis Hashovim. Now, by Tlev and Asayel, by anybody who is Mashbiach, you only have to pay, you only have to give back the Tlev, you don't have to give back the Ayel. Meaning you get a reimbursement for the difference between the Tlev and the Ayel. That Takonis Hashovim was said in the Karen. They didn't make a Takanas Hashovim in the Kefil. So Leila is Chol. In the Gemara's question, Salachim and Beis of Lishi's question, L'shal Pihashto, which means that the Kefil follows the Keren. So So even if it's only takanas hashavim in the keren, even if they only made the takanas hashavim in the keren, but the kefil will follow suit, because that's a din that you pay kefil only on what you have keren. So if you only have keren to make tle, so you only have to pay kefil, because the kefil is tied to the keren, and in the keren is a takanas hashavim. That's the Gemara's answer. But then the Gemara says, but according to Rav, the kefil is chas amodah within, not because the kefil is tied to the keren. Even if the keren is a different amount altogether. The kefil has an independent halacha that is nishan kishas amod b'din. The kefil is independently kishas amod b'din. And what does that do with takanas hashavim? The takanas hashavim was in the keren, there's no takanas hashavim in the kefil. So that's the most kasha language that we need to give to the Rav. So what's the Gemara's answer? What does that answer mean? According to the Ri, it means that's not tenable in this chapter. This Malachar Begreger is not going to work in the Ri at all. Because how can the Gemara reference the Teretz that it said before? The Teretz that it said before meant Takanos HaShovim, and that's not relevant to the case of Kedem. So I think this Malachar Begreger only works if you learn that the Gemara is now saying a different Teretz. Before we answered Takanos HaShovim, that was Otto Tura Ganminuch. The Gemara is asking, yeah, but Kefil has an own independent halacha that Kefil Kshasem Adu B'din, so what do you do with that? And for the Gemara, so Rashi's bolus shalom tloim, meaning that yes, the kefil has halacha that the shulman should be kishas amod b'din. So you want to evaluate the value of the gneva, you have to evaluate the me'ayel. Because that's the kefil shas amod b'din. Either the price says that it's kain shigana. The price means when you're paying in kind. When you're paying in kind, you don't need a shuma. Kefil shas amod b'din is halacha in shuma. How much money is the equivalent of the gneva? So taka, the din is kefil kshas amod b'din. And if the tle became an aisle, then the shuma is going to be an aisle, and you'll have to pay the may aisle. Either Bryce said kefil kain shigana. The Bryce is talking about in a case where you don't need a shuma. When don't you need a shuma? When you pay another sheep. You stole a sheep and you say tle ganav tle mishal. When you're paying a sheep, you don't need a shuma. So then in chenami, then you taka pay. So then you taka pay what you stole. What you stole, the maisel is it was a tle. That's the first mahalach in Rabbi Kreger. Kunz, in this mahalach is this notion that Otto Turing Aminoch means the Takanas HaShovim, and that's only relevant in relations kasha, that the kefil should follow the keren. But in the Gemara's kasha in Samach Vav, blame it to every tooth of the Rav, we're asking the kefil as independent in the Kshas HaModim, then their Takanas HaShovim is irrelevant. Of course, the weakness of this pshat is that's a very big thing to load into the Gemara. The Otto Tura Gavinoch means Takanas HaShovim. There's no Zeich in that Gemara about Takanas HaShovim. It's a lot of freight for this Otto Tura Gavinoch to bear. Rashi doesn't mention anything about it. So the Kreger is another mahalach. The Kreger's second mahalach is also with the notion that the Gemara's Rashi's Kasha has to do with Tavish Shatsio. He says a different mahalach. If the Vaish's question is, Vashal Kihashta, because the Tavra is itself a Machayev of Kefil. The Tavra itself, since you shechted an aisle, so you should pay Kefil, since you shechted an aisle, so you should pay Dalib Hay of Elul. The aisle belongs to the Baal. Then the tficha itself should be mechayivim. Because since he shechted an aisle, he should have to pay for shechting an aisle, dalad aisle. The kitzur, Rabbi Kreger says, the Gemara's kasha is that the shechita should be mechayiv dalad aisle on its own. The shechita. And since he shechted an aisle, so the tficha should be mechayev dalad elul. What's pshat in this teretz? What's pshat in this svara? What do you mean? If I go and I shecht somebody's behemah, I have to pay dalad behemah. If I go into somebody's house and I shecht his behemah, I have to pay dalad behemah. What?
It's mazik.
That's just a mazik. So what is it? Teretz is what? the Mirosha, the Rit of the Rashi, and the Rit of Engsuvus, he means the Svar of Gnei Barichta. That reading of the Gemara of Metzia, Lushaita Kagozala, the whole Larichta that we've been saying many, many times. That it's Gzei Larichta, it's Gzei Larichta, and Lushaita Kagozala is not, it's a Maisi Gezel, like the Nesiva says, with the Mirosha Tosefus, that it's a Gnei Barichta. So therefore, it's called Mibesi Ish. Not only is it Gazdim, but the Mam Shaganim with the Tzvicha, like we see in the Rashi in the Ritvang Suvis, the Gan of the Shabbos with Tavak Bechol, the Tzvicha Bechol is Mechayim on its own, Karen and Dal Behei. That whole school of thought. That's what the Tzvicha is saying is the Pshat in the Rashi is Kashi. L'shal ki hashtem idin that the Shkavish that it's a Gneva Richter, and the Shchit itself is a Maisi Gneva, and it's a Maisi Gneva on an aisle. No, since it's a Maisi Gneva on an aisle, why do you pay Dal Behei? And we saw the same thing by Tavra Shasi, even if it wasn't a Tzvicha, it was a Tavra, but it's also Gnei Larichta, Lumechayim Kefal.